Pat Scarry with us here for the Pat Scarry Show on BAL, Brett and Q, alongside. And when you look at what you've done in a year, what you inherited was nothing shy of a disaster. Let's face facts here, a team that did not win a conference game. And then now you're, what's the word, probation? Or you cannot go to the postseason this season?
Yeah, we've inherited, we're carrying a trophy for a year right
for
now.
For 1 year, and then you got the new arena next year. You already have the sixth best recruiting class. Based on your arrival, not based on performance on the court yet. So I imagine if you're already getting the sixth best mid-major recruiting class without winning, once the wins come and the arena opens up, I mean, the possibilities are endless, right?
We certainly hope so. We have high aspirations. Those assistant coaches, get out there in the trenches, make it happen right there.
Let's talk about that arena. Where are we right now with that thing and that ribbon cutting?
It's awesome. I mean, the structure's up. I mean, they've got the window panes up there, and obviously a lot of stuff has to be done inside, but it's way ahead of schedule. It's going to be the premier, you know, basketball facility in the Mid-Atlantic area. It's going to be state-of-the-art and have everything.
You had the input. You had some good input as far as like, well, no, I want that here and that over there. And
You know what? We get anyone that knows my athletic director, we've got all the bells and whistles with the with the, you know, the surround sound and the high def. And he says we got 460-degree ribbons around the thing. Not 360 degrees, 460 degrees. So I put total... you know, I'm one of these guys, if my wife buys a new couch, it takes me 2 months to notice that we got the thing. So I let the experts handle that stuff.
And you're moving your entire operation into that building.
Yeah, well, in the Towson Center, our new president is able to help renovate our new building. So we got about $5 million to renovate the Towson Center. That's going to become a practice court and all new offices for all different sports and the training room and everything like that. So it's
the Towson Center will still be operational.
Oh yeah, it's connected right to the new arena. You won't know the difference like when you're in it that you go from one building to the other.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a little cold in there right now. There's down in the basement just because of all the construction.
They haven't put it in the heating systems just yet. When you look at your locker room, though, is it going to be for home games? Is it over in the new place, or is it going to be in the Towson Center? I mean, when you're saying as far as it being connected, how's that going to work?
As it sits here right now, it's the two places are actually connected.
Okay.
And so our new locker room actually is kind of almost in both of them, believe it or not. Yeah.
So you can have your practice, go out the one door, then, okay, guys, get your mind right. We're about to go out that door.
Yeah, yeah.
It's game time.
Right there. It's a little bit longer walk for the visiting team when they come in, which is always
darn
good. Yeah.
And it's so funny to me because you do the bells and whistle type stuff for your home locker room. That's your atmosphere. That's what you do. But that visiting locker room, is it plain Jane?
I hope so. It should be. I think, and it's funny, I haven't been in a visiting football locker room, but someone's told me that it's pink, like the color's pink in there for them and things like that.
I'm telling you, they strategically put in this pink color or some sort of lesser psychological look of the decor.
Yeah, tigers. We should put a couple tigers in there, you know, yeah. I mean, put them in cages and, you know.
Let's get
see what happens. So you guys have College of Charleston on Friday, and then you have an exhibition game after that.
You know what? We because obviously we inherited this postseason thing. We ain't treating them like exhibition games. We're playing them all. Me and my guys, and we just figured we'd split up because we go on the road after the exempt term. We're on the road for a couple weeks, so it was just a way to split it up for us.
And you can play in the CAA tournament.
No, we cannot.
You cannot play in the CAA tournament.
That was the CAA's choice. Call those guys up. We're still wondering why, so call those guys up.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you win, you don't go to the tournament. I just don't get it.
Yeah, and they always tell you it's not about dollars and cents. Sometimes I guess it is. So.
Yeah, so College of Charleston coming up Friday on the road. Tell us about this road trip. You coached there.
I did. It's and you do touch this earlier. I mean, Charleston has a rich, rich history in basketball.
Yeah, they were, I think people forget, the kind of Gonzaga of the mid-90s before Gonzaga. They were going to the tournament every year and knocking off
they were
schools in the first round. And they beat Maryland 1 year, I want to say 96, 97 in a 12-5 game.
They've beaten Carolina before. You know, John Kress, who still works there at the school, the court's named after him, was a legendary coach. And then I actually worked for Tom Herrien, and he was there for 4 years, his middle 2 years, and He was 80-36 while he was there. He's now the head coach of Marshall. And then, obviously, the legendary coach Bobby Kremins came in.
Yeah.
And now they fired Doug Wojcik, obviously a great player at Navy, did a very good job at Tulsa. They're very good. They'll be as good a team as we face this year. They're veteran.
Really?
Veteran group. They won 19 games. They return all their guys. You know, they're coming into the CAA, it seems. And they're challenging. They got a guard, Andrew Lawrence, that played for Great Britain in the Olympics this year. So that's always a good guy to have.
So, with Charleston coming into the CAA, what's their rationale for that, or is it just the
I think that, you know, they've been in the Southern Conference, and before the Southern Conference, when they were really good with John Kress, they were in the TAC, the old TAC. So, they've upgraded before in conferences. I think they think the CAA's obviously get a chance to be, you know, multi-bid league, and basketball's kind of been a centerpiece down at their school.
Yeah, very cool area, very cool school. If any, my friends who went there and never came home, basically. It's that kind of town.
You want your boys to go down there, but you also want to go down and get the W and come back. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. We're staying out by the airport.
I did see that on the itinerary.
Rest assured, any of our guys, this is 110% strictly a business trip. We will be on the court tomorrow at 6 a.m. for practice. Mm. We're going to class, and then we're hopping on a flight and getting down there. So that's the deal.
Do you guys do any in this? Any pre-scouting or just...
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we started, we cover their sets, and we call 5-on-5 shell. We started that yesterday. Today we introduced them in film. We did personnel today and scouting report after practice.
Right.
Because we're going to class tomorrow, we'll do some stuff, 5-on-5 shell. They'll go to class. When we get to the hotel, we'll go right in and do scouting report and film at the hotel before we shut it down for the night.
Okay, so technology. You're talking about state-of-the-art building. Do you have your players having their own iPads with all the plays on it?
You know, we don't have the iPad yet, but we're actually working on that. Our athletic director is working on that. And I think it's funny you say that because there's some amazing things you can do with that for your guys with basketball, with their academics, meetings, structure, everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll come back with more next with Pat Scarry on WBAL.